welcome to World of Podcast, episode 1.5. I was going to wait about 2 weeks before I did anything else. However, Blizzard is implementing patch 1.8.4 today, and in it, the level 60 battlegrounds are basically going to end except for the high-end raiding guilds or for the people who have already gotten enough honor and other such to have their epic PvP gear. Let's get talking about this. The new rule instituted in 1.8.4 is that battlegrounds must last for 10 minutes or else the losing team will get no marks of honor. Apparently this was done because certain people, when they saw that they were fighting, you know, organized PvP guilds, had decided that they were just going to sit around and do fishing instead inside Arathi Basin and stuff like that, and just basically get their mark of honor. However, for those of us that actually fight our battles and still get our asses handed to us, because we're not the people that are epically geared out like the people I fought tonight. I played a couple games against the same guild tonight, and each person on that guild, when we were looking at them, had their full Molten Core set or their full PvP set. They were epicked out the ass. So what happened? None of us have many epics. I think two of us had any epic gear whatsoever, and my only epic is an epic necklace. Big freaking deal. Okay? So what happened? We played two games. We lost 3-0 each game. I got maybe a grand total of 6 kills in the entire time, and we got our asses handed to us in less than 10 minutes. Good fucking game. This is not going to help the battlegrounds at all. This is not going to help PvP at all. In fact, what's going to happen is as soon as this goes live, and as soon as the first time a few people realize, holy shit, I'm not getting any fucking marks of honor, they're never going to queue up for the battlegrounds again because they don't want to fight against these epically geared pieces of shit who have no other fucking lives than to sit there and PvP for 40, 50 hours a fucking week in between their Molten Core and Blackwing Lair raids. Good fucking game, Blizzard. The whole Mark of Honor thing was introduced after the Ribbon of Sacrifice was introduced, and what this was because people were complaining that they were fighting in the battlegrounds and they weren't getting anything for losing. So, Blizzard decided to make Marks of Sacrifice and let people get a little bit of faction. Alright. Then they decided to change it from Marks of Sacrifice to every battle got you a Mark of Honor. Now, the Mark of Honor, you had to turn in 3 of them to get any sort of reputation. And the way it works is if you win, you get 3 Marks of Honor, and if you lose, you get 1. So it takes 3 losses to equal any rep to begin with. Now the problem is, we're not going to be getting any rep if we're going up against these epically geared out guilds at level 60. Seriously. There is no reason to PvP anymore in the battlegrounds, just like there hasn't been any reason to PvP in the open world. Now there's no reason. You're not going to be winning against these people, for one. And a lot of these guilds know how to steamroll over pickup groups in under 10 minutes. This isn't going to help. This is only going to hurt. And the only thing that's going to come out of this is we're going to start seeing a lot of more open world PvP from the people who just can no longer get into the battlegrounds. They're not going to join the battlegrounds because they're not going to be getting anything. So how about we do this instead? I'm going to start organizing raids on my Horde servers against Orgrimmar. Against Ironforge. And we're going to go and we're going to get as many people as possible, and we're just going to go raid Ironforge, which is already a very laggy place to begin with. But now let's add a couple hundred Horde in there and watch the lag crash the server. And I'm going to laugh. I really am. I'm going to laugh. And on my Alliance side, we're going to go raid Orgrimmar. And we're also going to set up simultaneous raids on both, on, you know, the Taran Mill and South Shore area. An area where one of the whole reasons the battlegrounds were implemented was because Blizzard was tired of the lag that was caused when there were hundreds of people sitting around in Hillsbrad foothills battling it out. Well, it's going to get worse, Blizzard. It really is. It's going to get a lot worse before it gets better because you've just fucked over all the pickup groups out there and basically just said, if you are not in one of these high-end raiding guilds or you have not already farmed your honor in a high-end PvP guild, you are fucked. Well, guess what? Your paying subscriber base is not going to stand for this. So either you're going to find out that the battlegrounds are going to die because the only people going to be fighting are the organized PvP guilds, and they're just going to sit there and never want to fight each other anyway, or you're going to find that your servers are going to start crashing because there's going to be thousands of people in little tiny areas where we're going to be fighting it out and not caring. And if the servers crash, it's your fault. It is all your fault, Blizzard. You didn't have to institute something dumb like this because of some dumb shit who decided he could still somehow get 86,000 honor by fishing in Arathi Basin. Punish the people who are doing the exploits. Don't punish the rest of us. Why is it that you people never seem to understand this? Every time you come out with a, quote, fix, it's always something that doesn't punish the people that were doing the problem to begin with, but punishes everybody else. I don't know, what is it, lowest common denominator? We'll just punish everybody since we can't punish the single person? Yes, he can. He posted on an account. You know his account. You have his account. Cancel his account and don't refund his fucking money. That's all you had to do. You didn't have to fucking punish the rest of us. But now you have, and now we're going to punish everybody else. Because we're going to go out and we're going to raid and raid and raid, and we're going to have so many people in such a little area that's not going to be able to support it, that when all your servers have to be restarted every 30 minutes, you're going to know why. I hope you're fucking happy with this, and I'll see you guys all in a couple weeks.